As freelancers, we do not matter. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. My name is Scott Lancaster, as always, and in this episode, guys, we are going to be covering how you can become a freelancing sales machine. Yes, AI is coming, but we are sales machines, and we are going to teach you right now, well, I am going to teach you right now, how to be a sales machine and how to close more clients during sales calls using nothing but the beautiful tone of your elegant voice. So learning how to sell in this very episode in three simple steps is going to teach you how to steal those clients away from other freelancers who are not putting in the effort to learn how to become a freelancing sales machine. And on that note, let's get started. So the first thing that every single sales person needs to understand, especially as a freelancer, is how to be calm in sales situations. Because when you're calm, you seem confident. And when you seem confident, it breeds confidence into the client who you're speaking to. Put it this way, if there are two freelancers pitching for a project, on one sales call, the freelancer who is trying to really get the project and they are a little bit nervous, a little bit anxious, do you think that the client is going to actually see them as the confident selection to make the project a success? Do you think the client is going to see that person as someone who can confidently take the project, manage it, and be successful at getting the results? I think we all know the answer to that, and it's a resounding no. The client wants a freelancer who is confident about getting the results and who seems confident. Now, in the beginning of being a freelancer, obviously you're not going to be super confident because you don't have many results to actually show. So in the beginning, you may just have to fake a little bit of confidence, which isn't great, but it's the only way sometimes to actually get the business. And the only way to kind of fake confidence, in my opinion, is to act like a helpful doctor. Now, what I mean by that is you want to be helpful to the client, but you're not trying to win the actual project. And it's a really fine line to cross, but you need to try and be as helpful as possible, but you need to be helpful without trying to be too pushy or salesy. And what it says to the client is you have other projects going on, so you must be busy, therefore you must be good at what you do. It's kind of like walking down the street and seeing two coffee shops. One is absolutely packed with people, buying coffee, buying cakes, and having a good time, and the other one is completely empty apart from the person behind the counter. Which coffee shop do you think is more likely to give you a great cup of coffee and a great experience? This isn't rocket science, guys. If you seem busier, then you are going to look like a more desirable option, because clients want to work with people that other people are working with. Clients are ultimately going to see you as more trustworthy if other people are already hiring you. So keep that in mind, because it can come in really handy when you're actually pitching to a client and when you're actually telling them about the projects that you're working on at this very moment. So that's the first step to becoming a freelancing sales machine. You need to appear calm and confident in sales situations and when speaking to clients. Now, don't come across like you don't care, but simply come across as a professional who does not need the business but would love to help the client. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. Now, the second thing that you need to do if you want to become a freelancing sales machine is you need to have a set structure in place for every single sales call. And you need to follow it like a process, and you need to manage the call with control. Now, I recently posted an episode to actually take you through every single step of a sales call, which I use with clients to close projects from, you know, $10,000 to $20,000. So use that to ultimately allow you to understand the structure of a sales call and how to close clients more regularly. So once you have your structure in place, you need to practice. So that means either practicing with lots of clients or, you know, practicing with friends and family. But you need to get the structure in your head. You need to write it down somewhere so that when you go into a sales call, you know exactly what you're going to be talking about, when you're going to be talking about it, and so you can guide and control the situation. If you go into a sales call without a plan, you are going to look like an idiot. And if you have no process for your sales call, then your client is going to feel lost and they're going to feel like they're controlling the conversation. Therefore, they're not going to have the confidence that you can actually provide a structure and a process to actually provide the service to a high quality. And lastly, this is one of the most helpful pieces of advice I ever got. And it's simply that as freelancers, we do not matter. Remember the helpful doctor approach, which I mentioned a little bit earlier on in this episode. So as a doctor, the patient does not care about us. All the patient cares about is the pain that they are currently experiencing and can we take it away? Obviously, they want to make sure we can take the pain away, but by positioning yourself as a helpful expert instead of just a freelancer who can be an option, you're essentially just trying to be as helpful as possible as an expert and trying to take the client's pain away. So stop trying to actually sell your service and trying to sell the client on how good you are, because the client doesn't care. The client cares about the expert that is going to help them get the result that they need based on the pain point that they're currently experiencing. There's a really great quote that I heard a couple of years ago, which basically said something along the lines of, and I can't remember who said it, but it's essentially that people will pay more for painkillers than they will for vitamins. Even though vitamins will actually help their health over the long term, they simply don't feel motivated enough to take vitamins every day because it doesn't seem important. But if you have toothache, then you will take a painkiller straight away to get rid of the pain. So people are far more motivated when they're in pain. So keep that in mind and make sure that you focus on that throughout your sales calls and you will become a freelancing sales machine. As I mentioned before, make sure you check out the sales call process episode, which I posted a little while ago. And I'm super excited with how this podcast is growing. We're getting more listeners and I'm just really thankful to have you guys here. We're going to start doing a lot more content. We're going to start really investing in education and programs and resources to really get as many freelancers as possible to 5 figures per month. That's my mission. That's what I'm looking to try and do, because I know how good it feels to not have to worry about, you know, money and worry about when the next client comes in, so I can be more selective with the clients that I actually work with. I want others to feel that as well. So anyway, make sure you subscribe. If you can leave a review on this podcast, that would be absolutely incredible. It would mean a lot to me, and I will see you in the next episode.